This is Ozarks at Large. In 6 months and 2 days, Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art will open to the public. Last week, museum officials gave a tour of the buildings and grounds in progress. Kevin Murphy, the curator of American art at Crystal Bridges, stands in the middle of a gallery, or what will be a gallery, by mid-November. As forklifts dart about, Kevin explains what visitors will see in this first space.
So what we've been working on is an installation that's going to really help showcase right as you come in the sort of the themes that have been developing that speak to the sort of bulk of the collection and the things we're interested in. One is a sort of an engagement that American artists have with American history and historical events. So one of the first things that you're going to see is our spectacular Charles Wilson Peale, George Washington at Yorktown. One of the really key early acquisitions. We also have a few things that I can't talk about, but I can say that they are very early examples of landscape paintings by artists born in the North American colonies.
The galleries will take patrons through a roughly chronological order of American art. What's on display now is the behind-the-scenes infrastructure, including massive walls that will have mechanical systems embedded inside them to regulate temperature and light. Kevin Murphy points to the top of one of those walls, where different shades of paint touch.
You'll see that it's a very dark color there. One of the things about American paintings from this period all the way up through to the sort of mid-20th century is that they were there for domestic spaces. Even some of the things that in the late 19th century that meant to go in the Gilded Age mansions, most things are easel sized. So the biggest paintings I think in this space are sort of 40 by 50 inches. And we wanted to sort of put a darker color at the ceiling. We're putting a lighter color on the wall below that to sort of help bring the scale of the space down to really make those domestically scaled paintings kind of shine in the space.
Galleries at Crystal Bridges are connected, but with architectural palette cleansers, indoor corridors and spaces that offer views of the rest of the campus, of sculpture outside, or of the creek that inspired the name of the museum.
So welcome to building 4. This is a transitional building between the galleries that you've come through and the first of the bridge buildings.
Wearing a white hard hat with his name on the front, Don Bacigalupi, the executive director of Crystal Bridges, stands inside a wide arched walkway. While this space is designed to take visitors from one gallery of emphasis to another, it isn't a trivial afterthought. It's actually an enclosed suspension bridge, the roof secured by suspension cables.
These blue laminated beams are the support system, and they attach with these great claws to the suspension cables. And these were manufactured in Arkansas of Arkansas wood, which is a very proud thing for the state. These glue laminate beams, we had to look around the world for a company that could manufacture at this scale, with this precision, with these different radiuses and these different torques. And the company turned out to be in Magnolia, Arkansas, in South Arkansas. So we're very proud of these beams.
During the tour last week, large slices of glass were being manipulated into place in this hallway. While Andy Warhol, George Bellows, Norman Rockwell, and the other American artists represented at Crystal Bridges will receive the majority of the attention from visitors, Don Bacigalupi says some four-pronged metal tools between the glass and the wood here merit consideration as well.
This spider that connects the panes had to be very carefully engineered. Each pane of glass is a different size and shape, and so every single spider had to be manipulable so that they could contain these different shapes. The posts that hold them up behind all have to be turned at a different radius because each one is positioned slightly differently as the building bows and curves. So it's a great deal of engineering. There's a lot of interest in the engineering of these bridges because they're quite unique.
When finished, this hall will have floor-to-ceiling views of the outside to one direction and to the interior of the campus, including the restaurant, to the other. That interior view now is interesting, a brigade of construction workers laboring in unison. But by the fall, the view will be quite different, as water will fill much of the landscape.
That's all pond. There's a weir system under that bridge and a waterfall that will come down into that pond about 10 feet. This pond is at a lower level. This water flows under this building, another weir system, drops down about 8 feet back to the natural creek. And if you step this way, you'll see the creek. It's already working. Because of all of our rain, we got to test it out, and it works.
There have been many weather tests of the structures in the past few months. Record-setting cold, snowfall, and flooding in northwest Arkansas mean construction supervisors have seen if the weir systems directing crystal springs through the middle of the grounds can handle great amounts of water. Naturally, if there's a body of water in close proximity to hundreds of works of art, there has to be some planning. Ken Robinson is the head of building systems at Crystal Bridges.
It's all calculated into the master plan. The water level after last Monday never reached pond level, upper or lower.
Crystal Springs, the museum's namesake, isn't hard to find either inside or outside of Crystal Bridges. It flows along the sculpture trail and will flow underneath the restaurant and past the galleries. The outside at Crystal Bridges is receiving as much care as the inside. Even under heavy construction, there is an effect that the museum has just been wedged inside an Ozark forest. Almost every view from inside allows visitors to see a tree line that stretches above the top of the buildings. Scott Eccleson, the director of grounds and trails, says the architect of Crystal Bridges, Moshe Softy, declared there would be no disturbance of the landscape more than 6 feet away from the buildings. That pronouncement inspires, planners hope, a feeling that the museum grounds organically grew up inside the woods. For Scott Eccleson, the person in charge of the series of trails that surround the campus, that meant an unusual canvas to work with.
He said, I want to protect everything. I want the streams protected. Everything that has a creek will be piped underground until it's day where we close that valve and it all fills back up. You really want to understand what partnership is between nature and architecture. Welcome to Crystal Bridges. It is a great, great example of that.
Eccleson says the trail system will let residents and visitors in downtown Bentonville reach the museum without having to get into their car. There's also an art trail, the Dogwood Trail, an intimate walking trail on a soft surface, and the Rock Ledge Trail on the north side of campus. And Scott Eccleson says he's trying to literally merge the natural grounds with the buildings on campus.
You see this roof structure right down. Imagine that covered in drift roses. That will be all color. That's a green roof. And we're doing it a little bit different. You've seen it in grasses, where we are going to do it in color.
The museum is certainly taking shape, and it's no longer difficult to look at the grounds and see the outline. But plenty of work is left, bringing the water into the interior of the campus and the construction of the Great Hall that will be used for lectures, performances, and events. David Burghardt, Director of Facilities and Grounds at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art, says the question he's asked most often by outsiders is about the deadline.
Everybody says, are you really going to make that? And I tell you, I've seen these guys work, and it's amazing. They do things overnight and get it done. So it's going very well. We've had a few setbacks with the rain and stuff, but they've caught back up, and they're still on schedule.
The opening date for Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art is November 11th, 2011.